This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect a gentle breeze with clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny day, perfect for strolling outside. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making it a great day to be out. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. and Iran announce a direct Lebanon track without Israel following tense negotiations in Switzerland, as reported by JTA earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports Justin that Vance has called the U.S.-Iran talks a good foundation for a successful final deal, while emphasizing the protection of Israel's security and Lebanon's sovereignty. Also this hour, Netanyahu asserts that Israel will not leave the Lebanon security zone, stressing that directives to the IDF remain unchanged, according to JNS. Separately, the U.S. Treasury Department eases sanctions on Iran, allowing oil exports for 60 days, Walla reports from earlier today. And finally, I-24 News highlights criticism from Radiohead's Greenwood against the cultural boycott of Israeli artists, reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted minutes ago criticizing the U.S.-Iran deal for compromising Israel's security by involving Pakistan in talks over southern Lebanon. Al Arabiya English shared earlier that while the U.S.-Iran memorandum is encouraging, significant challenges remain before achieving sustainable peace. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted in a recent post that Radiohead's Greenwood continues to defend Israeli artists against censorship, highlighting his collaborations with Dudu Tasa. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. and Iran's new diplomatic path, mediators in Switzerland announced today that Washington and Tehran are engaging directly on Lebanon issues without Israeli participation. This move follows a weekend of intense negotiations. Analysts suggest this could shift regional dynamics, but it raises concerns about Israel's exclusion from key discussions. Turning to Vance's comments on the talks, Vance spoke of the potential for a final agreement, stating that while U.S. policy aims to protect Israel, it also respects Lebanon's sovereignty. The discussions aim to address ongoing conflicts in Lebanon, balancing regional power dynamics. This highlights the delicate interplay of interests in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's firm stance on the Lebanon security zone signals Israel's commitment to its military presence there. According to JNS, the Prime Minister's directive to the IDF remains steady, reflecting Israel's strategic priorities amid evolving regional conditions. This underscores the ongoing tension along Israel's northern border. In other developments, the U.S. Treasury's decision to ease oil sanctions on Iran, as reported by Walla, marks a significant shift in economic policy. The 60-day license indicates potential shifts in energy markets and regional alliances. This move could have far-reaching implications for Iran's economy and international relations. And finally, Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood's criticism of the cultural boycott of Israeli artists, highlighted by I-24 News, sheds light on the intersection of politics and the arts. Greenwood, through his collaboration with Israeli musician Dudu Tasa, emphasizes cultural exchange over division. This debate continues to resonate in global cultural circles. On the economic front. First, according to Globes, Israel's largest banks have rapidly distributed nearly two-thirds of the NIS, $3 billion in grants promised to the public, demonstrating a swift financial response to economic needs. Separately, CTEC reports that Trump's Iran deal prioritizes immediate economic benefits over long-term strategy, potentially lowering oil prices now, while posing future geopolitical risks. And finally, Walla Business highlights former footballer Shimon Gershon's new fintech venture. With a 12 million shekel investment, the platform aims to revolutionize rental guarantees, offering security for landlords without requiring deposits. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.